The Shift Show, Captain's Log, Episode 0. In this podcast preview, Dwayne and Joe will do some introductions, discuss their inspiration behind creating this podcast, and cover the type of content listeners can expect to hear in future episodes. So, buckle up and get ready to cruise with The Shift Show. This is The Shift Show, and I'm Dwayne.
Hey, and I'm Joe. This is our first podcast, our trailer for our first podcast. Looking forward to it. Both of us have some education background, technical side, so we're interested in talking about the trials and tribulations in higher education.
How many years of experience, Joe, do you have in education technology?
I did run a couple labs in college, add that up with my day job. It's been about 27 years. So,
wow. That's a lot of years, Joe. I've got 15. So
I'm hoping some of that education osmosis helps you know, in all these classes and stuff like that, I'm around all these smart people. I'm just hoping eventually it gets in there.
Well, me and Joe are sysadmins in higher ed in the state of Florida. And we've had a lot of interesting experiences as of late, as I'm sure all of you have with the current situation that we find ourselves in. So we thought it would be good to share these experiences with the community. And kind of start something that we can use to give back, because we find that a lot of times when we're doing these things, you know, there's just not answers that I can just go punch into a question into a search engine and get an answer for. These are things that you know by doing. So we thought we could share those experiences. It's primarily going to be around the modern workplace, along with some other sysadmin type stuff. And we've got a few topics lined up that we're going to talk about. I think the first thing might be implementing change in your workplace. You know, and that's not a sysadmin thing normally, but we're finding that our roles are changing. Joe likes to say this, our roles are changing and we have to adapt and roll with that. So we do a lot of change implementation, transformation type work where we're at right now. And we might be able to share some of those experiences.
Yeah, I think we're looking forward to sharing the experience we've had of helping our users through this change and some of the wins that we've seen and some of the changes in business processes that have worked. You know, the work we've done to make those happen, the things that have worked or have been a struggle to help them with. Not just all the wins, but all the pain points we've gone through, either training them or maybe the tools aren't really doing what we were hoping they were going to do. We'll definitely be talking mostly about the Microsoft stack. That's where we spend most of our time and have most of our experience. But let's look into, show you all kind of what we've been doing and talk about how that change that we've been able to implement has helped our users and maybe can help some more out there. Because as Dwayne was saying, a lot of this, a lot of the work we do is with tools that are changing all the time. So finding out how to best use those, there isn't that much material out there sometimes. So we're all in this together trying to figure out how to use these tools to our best advantage.
There's a great thing out there, you know, in the last year or two, that Microsoft's promoted this growth mindset, you know, and I feel like we're living it, you know, we have to live that growth mindset. And so we love to learn. We've learned a lot just trying to do this podcast. You know, I've never messed with some of these tools before. And it's been quite an exciting and enlightening journey to, you know, how do I make my microphone work right? How do we get recordings? How do we get it up onto a feed? You know, all those things. It's even down to that. So we just want to share what we've learned with all of you, if there are any of you listening. So we appreciate this opportunity to talk to you. And we should have some episodes coming out on a monthly cadence. The first one will hopefully be in November. So I think this is it. Joe, we were planning on talking about ending our podcasts discussing a win. You know, do you want to do that now, or do you think we're ready for that? Have we had any wins that we want to share in a trailer?
I think we had one today. I think we could talk about briefly. Some of the big work that we've been doing recently is online conferences, and we've been running them ourselves with some great teammates helping us. And today we had another large department put on their own online, and they did it inside of Teams, and that's what we've been using. So it's great to see them learning from what we've been doing. It looked to be really successful. It was great to see the sharing of the knowledge that they were doing. All the chats, recordings are going to be saved and into the team, and people can come back and look at it. So that was great to see that kind of transfer of knowledge, someone take that on and have a successful online conference.
I think that's a good win. You're right. It's actually the second one this week. So we had another one earlier this week that was around 4,000 people that was implemented. That was a surprise to see that. That was pretty cool to see the same kind of thing being done. But yeah, the one you're talking about, the education technology one, was pretty fantastic. And that was like a proud papa moment, you know, to see, hey, we've been working on this stuff. We've been trying to develop this, you know, system or scheme or whatever of how we utilize this platform for a virtual conference, and somebody else took that and kind of ran with it and did their version of it, which I thought was great. So yeah, that was a good win. And I think this is the way I want to end our episodes, is let's talk about a success. Let's end on a happy note, talk about, you know, something that made us feel good, something that should make others feel good. So I think that's a good way. We'll have to figure out a cool sign off too. So maybe we'll, if our listeners notice that this is Star Trek themed, maybe we'll beam out. So cool. All right. Well, I think this is good for a trailer. Thank you for listening, and we will see you.
Thank you. Hear
you next month.